You're listening to Humanitarian Radio with your hosts, Tony St. Tone and Janie Beauclair.
Good afternoon and welcome to Humanitarian Radio. Happy Sunday.
Happy Sunday.
I'm Janie Beauclair.
I'm happy. Clap along if you feel. Okay.
That's singing St. Tone.
Yes, I'm Tony St. Tone. Welcome to our show every Sunday at 3 o'clock Pacific time. We've been doing this now for about almost a year now.
Yeah.
And
so if you haven't heard our show before, we are a show that likes to talk about great things. Our slogan is shouting out some good news for your soul, because we always point out good things that people are doing in this world and people that are doing great things with their success, and a lot of events that are going on where you can support your fellow human no matter what race, color, creed, all that fun stuff. We just are a love everybody station.
Yes, we are. So you want to talk a little bit about the play that we went to go see?
Oh, I think we should. That was very entertaining.
We went to go see the Book of Mormon, and if you don't know about it, it's a play that was written by the creators of South Park, and basically they poke fun at the Mormon religion.
Among other religions.
But also, I think what it does is it just really pokes at every religion.
Yeah.
And what it comes down to is, my take from the end of the play was, if you believe in whatever, whatever it is, if you believe in Christianity or Judaism or Buddhism.
Or nothing,
or if you're an atheist, whatever it is that helps you get through the day.
Go for it.
Raises your spirits, then go for it,
because
is the bottom line.
It's a fun show, too. It's completely satire. It's just totally a crack up. There's nothing serious about it.
No, there's nothing serious about it. I mean, the whole play is total. If you ever watch South Park, imagine South Park being a play, because these guys cross the line everywhere. So
So it was a lot of fun.
If you're easily offended, do not attend this show. But if you are ready to laugh at yourself and laugh at other religions and just laugh at human beings in general, I think it's a great, great play. It's done so well, and they really put some really great songs together. I mean, they're funny. They're funny songs.
Yep, yeah.
But it's just
we went with our bass player and his wife and another friend, and for me to see the musicians in the group, you know, their expressions and reactions to musicals, that's always a fun thing.
Yeah, it was definitely a blast. So what else do we have going on?
So this month, not only do we have taxes coming very soon, but just as a reminder,
2 days away,
if you need a tax break, give some money to a Red Cross or to your local whatever, your shelters, anything that, you know, moves your spirit, and donate a little bit of money, because it can take you to that little edge, gives you that edge to put you in a different bracket so that your taxes are lowered. So this is a great time to be a humanitarian and help people out, and you're helping yourself out at the same time. So that's a beautiful thing.
And I know we talked about that last week. Again, it's like, instead of giving the government the money, why not give it to a charity? Since you have to give it away anyway, and at least with a charity, you know where it's going.
And you're helping other
people.
Yep.
No offense against the government. I'm not getting political here. It's just that if you hand it to the government, you don't know if it's going to end up in someone's pocket or if it's going to pay for a first-class ticket to Hawaii.
Sounds like you're getting political.
Guy needs to go there. Yeah. Okay. So, again, I'd like to see the money go to somewhere that it's going to be really used well and can go a lot further, meaning if you give $1,000 to the Boys and Girls Club or to an AIDS foundation, I think that can
Well, and it helps you to see changes in your own community. You're helping your own people around you. You're helping your own town and your own, you know, your own demographic and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
Now, speaking about great things that the government has done for people.
Yes.
Because I think that's what you were just saying.
Yes, I was.
In 2004, or actually in 1974, Richard Nixon came up with a National Volunteer Month. And in 2004, George Bush finally started acknowledging it and encouraging it by giving out awards. So the idea is, the National Volunteer Month celebrates individuals with two things in common: a concern for others and a tenacity to turn their concern into proactive volunteerism. What that means, volunteers inspire by example. Very cool.
I like it.
So I was looking up, okay, so it's National Volunteer Month. What other kind of national stuff is April? I found a list of really interesting stuff, as I usually do.
internet is a wonderful place.
Earth Day is in April, so, you know, that's one thing we celebrate.
Yep.
It's Cancer Control Month.
Mm-hmm.
It's National Autism Awareness Month, which we're performing on the 26th at the Rose Bowl as a band.
Week.
And we're going to be at the start-finish line as people walk, do their walking for autism. And we're performing on behalf of the Thero Boys, T-H-E-R-O. Vaina mm-hmm. is one of our
previous guests.
Previous guests, yeah.
Yep.
So you can check that out and follow us on our sainttone.com Facebook as well as the website, sainttone.com, S-A-I-N-T-T-O-N-E. So moving on. National Sexually Transmitted Disease Month.
You're kidding me.
Not.
Oh, my God. Who declares this
Who
month all these
said
days?
That?
And what I want to know is what calendar has all these dates
things
printed on
it?
On it? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I
foot,
didn't know all these overlapped.
Foot Health Month. Got a corn? Got a bunion? It's your month to handle it.
Okay.
World Health Day. Okay, I can appreciate that. And National Child Abuse Prevention Month. So if you're looking for things to donate to, it's a good time right now to get behind one of any one of these things. And if you look up fundraisers.com, this is where I found this cool little list. And it tells you when you click on any of those disease awarenesses or volunteer week or whatever, it tells you different places around the country where you can jump in and get involved also.
That's awesome. That is awesome.
Now, I'm just going to give you a sneak preview of May.
Okay.
May has National Food Allergy Awareness Week.
Okay. So what is it? You try different foods, and if you choke,
see if you sneeze.
Don't eat that again?
It's also MDA and ALS awareness, which is serious, and lupus awareness. Buckle up America. Say that three times fast.
So wear your seatbelt more often than you don't?
Well, it's says Buckle Up America Week, so for that 1 week, they're recommending you wear
it. Yeah, either that or there's state troopers out there trying to make sure that you are buckled up.
Okay, who knows what this is? I'm sure somebody does. Hemochromatosis Screening Month.
Well, you want to make sure that you don't have
hemochromatosis,
so
yeah,
you can check that off your list.
And it's sight-saving month. So, next month, you have all those things. One more. What did I miss? World No Tobacco Day. All right, all you smokers, be prepared.
For the month of May, there's one day of no smoking.
Yep. See, they're only making you do it for a day, so it shouldn't be too awful hard.
And if you can do it for one, you can do it for another 364. Your body will thank you.
It's true.
So I've been stuck in the studio.
Stuck?
Well, I've buried myself
in the studio. Have you been duct taped to the chair?
For the past probably 2 or 3 weeks, I've been messing with this song called Cranky Pants.
It's true.
And it's a line that came to me when I was stuck in L.A. traffic. It was, "What's up with your cranky pants? You better change CP if you want to hang with me." And so I kept singing it to myself. And from that point on, I wrote a song. And it's really interesting because I normally don't write a song just from a catchphrase. But I came up with this catchphrase, and I built the music behind it. And then I thought to myself, wouldn't it be fun to have a couple of rappers join me on this? So I got Blue Nile, who you've heard before. Blue Nile is one of our guests in the past. She's really excellent. And then we've got Mike Precise, who is another rapper.
And he was a guest as well.
He was a guest
Raw
as well.
Raw Feed Radio.
Mm-hmm. So I got both these guys to come on board and write a rap or a verse to this song. And I just finished giving a rough mix. So this is the first time that anyone's going to hear it other than myself.
Drum roll, please.
Heard it a million times myself. But it's a funny song, and it's basically, you know, stop being cranky. What are you so cranky about? You know, try to lighten up a bit.
And it's going to be in our new Rise Up show that we'll be performing as a dinner theater show starting in the month of May.
Yeah, that is true.
So see what you think.
Yeah, let us know what
Give
you think.
Give us some feedback. Go to humanitarianradio.com or go to Humanitarian Radio Facebook and or sainttone.com for that matter.
Yeah, and send us an email. Let us know what you think. This is a brand new song, totally different style than what I've done in the past, but that's what I love about music is that you continue to expand and try new things. So that's what I was doing with this song.
You can even dedicate it to someone you love.
Yeah. If you like this song, sing it to someone. All right, this is Cranky Pants.
with your cranky pants? What's up with your cranky pants? What's up with your cranky pants? What's up with your cranky pants? Better chance CP, you wanna hang with me? What's up with your cranky pants? You got a big black cloud hanging over your head. When it was back and sweet, you best go back to bed. Shift your attitude, cause you're acting rude. Your funky bad mood needs to change real soon. Cause all you ever do is bitch and moan to me with your best new friend and misery. Time to shut her up, lock her up, and throw away the key. Woo! What's up with your cranky pants? 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 You better change CP, you wanna hang with me, is it? What's up with your cranky pants?
Up and down, moon swinging around. I'm known to bring sounds to shake the rubble to ground. You know what I found, playing this game called life. You have to separate real from the fake, start through the strife. You heard the song before, please don't kill my vibe. You have to admit, you walk in, the party dies. You have to admit, you walk in, the party dies. You have to admit, you walk in, the party dies.
Bullshit.
I'm a simple and wise guy with passion in my eyes. I'm here to lift spirits till we all reach the sky. I can't recognize why you look so mad. So what, we all have haters, be grateful, be glad.
Call the doctor, shake it up, man, cause your funk is killing me. Yeah. You don't want to be around when you're down. Infection spreads like a disease. You make it hard to breathe. What's up with your cranky pants? What's up with your cranky pants? What's up with your cranky pants?
Homie, stop tripping, clucking like a chicken. Why is that about everything that's missing? Step up your position, vibes you're killing. Hey, and forbidden, you should learn from the children. There's a spark that's missing. Let me light it up, let me turn your ignition. Yow! Start it up, start it up. Vision when you're 80, feeling like a schmuck, reflecting. Ready to self-destruct, wasted all your life. Complain about what now alone? With the fiber in your cup, pushed everyone away. Scared every day, midnight, black hair that you turned all gray. DK, and your fears and your hate, no way. Paint a life like Monet.
CP, you better change them jeans. CP, you better change them jeans. CP, you better change them jeans. If you wanna hang with me, you can't be so cranky. CP, you better change them jeans. CP, you better change them jeans. CP, you better change them jeans. If you wanna hang with me, you can't be so cranky. Cranky, 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 cranky. What's up with your cranky pants? What's up with your cranky pants? Hey, 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 hey.
So that was Cranky Pants by Saint Tone. It's a song I'm just wrapping up. No pun intended. Let us know what you guys think. Send us an email. It's a fun song. It's a fun song
with a lot of meaning.
Yeah.
We dedicate it to...
Yeah. Take those cranky pants off. Listen, we're going to take a quick commercial break and we'll be right back with Narian and Janet. Stay tuned. Gilman Amps, we create the tone in your head. Custom-built guitar and bass tube amplifiers.
Hey everybody, this is David Gilman from Gilman Amps. If you need any repairs, modifications, or restorations of your vintage or modern tube equipment, as well as custom builds, I'd love to hear from you.
For more information, check out their website, GilmanAmps.com. And Facebook.com/Gilman Amps. We create the tone in your head. So listen up. If you're on the market for a graphic designer, you know, someone who can create logos, websites, etc., along with radio ads and video, well, there's no need to look any further than ST Productions. It's your one-stop shop for all your graphic, audio, and video needs. ST Productions will get it done while saving you money and having fun. So keep them in mind, ST Productions, an audio, video, graphic design service.
Hi, this is Janet, and I'd like to introduce Tone and Janie. Oh, wait, it's not my show. Go ahead.
So you met Janet, and we have also Narian, but we go actually by Narian and Janet. So.
Though I'd like to introduce Janet because I don't want to be left out here. So.
I think that's great. Tony, who are you going to introduce?
I'm just going to introduce myself. I'm St. Tone, everyone. What's up?
Hey, man.
St. Tone, how you doing?
Well, I'm doing good, thank you.
We just had pizza. Was it gluten-free, by the way? Who knows?
If you're in California, it has to be gluten-free. It's the latest fad.
It's the law. Yes. It's the law.
It's the law. It's true.
The law.
It's yeah. true.
All right.
Got so how are you
we
guys?
Love California.
Okay,
well, we're new. We are official Californians.
You are, and welcome.
Well,
welcome.
Thank you.
We're on our heels. We're not too old.
Check. That was the major
that
hurdle.
Was the biggest
is that
test.
Right?
Our 97 Chevy Astro van now has California plates.
Excellent.
And we are so happy to be Californians. We
well,
love it.
The van has 250,000 miles on it.
Wow.
So that shows you what gypsies we are in traveling around and doing our music
mm-hmm.
wherever we need to go. And we used to tour a lot down here in California. We're from Seattle originally. So now we live here in the Bay Area.
Yeah, that's
it's
exciting.
Exciting,
so,
yeah.
So we how far away is it from Seattle to the Bay Area?
From L.A. to the Bay Area?
No,
from,
to
from
where
from
you
Seattle,
moved.
From where you were to where you moved to.
Well, it's about a 4-day trip the way we do it.
The van either takes a lot of scenic routes or just goes really slow.
Well, we stop and see friends, you know, and
that's
we
a great way.
Taqueria along the way and picnics.
2 days.
Feet, soak your feet in the river, you know.
Nice.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
But, well, and the point is, you know, we're in the Bay Area and the whole West Coast has been our sort of stomping grounds. But
mm-hmm.
the reason we do what we do is to get our music out there. And we feel like it's why we're here on this planet.
It's your duty.
Yeah.
To do
our,
it.
True
is.
Enough.
That's why we're here.
So let's talk about your music.
I was going to just say that same thing.
Okay, so go ahead.
You guys have great minds that think alike.
Yeah.
Well, you know, before we met 10 years ago, he played jazz and he played all over the planet.
Mm-hmm.
And I played rock and I played all over the planet. And we did a lot of things on their way up and things on their way down.
Sure, sure.
The variety. And always have written music. And when we got together, we decided we wanted to play for the good, for the light, and we didn't know what that was going to look like because
mm-hmm.
we didn't have any, we'd
anything
never been involved
by.
In that.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But so did it just, I'm just curious,
forging new
ground. Did it just evolve for you guys? Because I know for me, when I started, I was just reading different books, and the books that I was reading, I liked the message, and I kept going, that's a really cool message. And I don't want, like, you try to tell friends, and friends are like, yeah, I'm not sure if I'm ready for that. But then when you put it in a song, it sort of, like, slips in through the groove or through the backside. And you're like, oh, what's he singing about?
You know, when you combine anything with art, I think it helps people to understand.
The walls come down a lot quicker.
Oh, that's good. Yes, that's
yes.
good. Yeah.
But I
yeah.
think, too, as musicians, and even as any human being that appreciates music, you have these moments in your life where music has just giving you some kind of thrill or just living, you know, I mean, lifted you up into sort of you're vibrating at a higher frequency. And
mm-hmm.
and we began to, both independently before we met and when we met, realized that's something we really were into. And we met in a band and we first connected on stage musically. And the band was kind of playing, you know, stuff that wasn't particularly inspiring, but we shared this sentiment
common.
That
yeah.
music can be so much more than that. We were a little bit frustrated in our current
situation,
and we got to talking, and we realized that you know we like to set the scene afterwards. We were both into meditation, and so slightly after. Getting together, we moved into a spiritual community and got really deep into yoga meditation teachings where we that's where we went. And that was kind of at the same time where we were coming together and starting to write music. So these two things started to fuse. And at first it was really weird because we were playing music in casinos and then going and meditating. And, you know, they were like
two opposite things.
Incongruent,
yeah.
No congruency. And we're like, this is weird. What are we doing in this casino? It just feels so strange.
You know,
the energy, we got more and more sensitive to it, right?
Well,
yeah.
Coming back to the ashram at night and smelling of smoke after being at the casino
oh, yeah.
was, it, what would you call that? A dichotomy?
Dichotomy. Mm-hmm. Yes, it's a dichotomy.
That's a big word.
Mm-hmm.
Well, anyway, gosh, we sat down and eventually go, what are we going to do? What's going on here? We had so much this incredible energy together, and this common interest in music and its ability to make you thrive and just be uplifted, and these experiences we've had that really are what it's all about for us and a lot of musicians we know, like you guys. So we sat down and set our intentions around what we wanted to do with music, and it was just like what Janet said. Music has a power to be good, to do good, and to really reach human beings and to connect hearts and community and to help us vibrate in a finer and higher frequency. And so we're like, that's our goal. It might be a lofty goal, but that's what we want to do.
It's a great goal.
It's not just a goal.
Lofty's good.
it's not just a goal. It's something you have to do. We have to do it. This is where
it takes
my life
people
has
like
to
all go. Of us to make a movement like this.
Yeah.
And by all of us feeling what you guys felt is what a million of others of us have all felt, and that's why we're all making this big shift and using our energy and our thought in that pattern to change the way the world is viewed by humans again.
Ooh, that's a good point. We are making a big shift, all of us and all the people we know, and we feel like we're here to provide a soundtrack for that and to help facilitate it, because the music we used to listen to in the past might have reached us emotionally in some way. At least speaking for myself, the music I listened to when I was growing up and stuff is in a different, it doesn't quite reflect these changes, the changing consciousness and so forth that we're all experiencing.
You know who did reflect were the Beatles. As a youngster, a young gal growing up, the Beatles reflected my feelings I didn't know I had, because they were growing and changing spiritually while they were recording. Yeah, weren't they inspiring?
Well, and I love the Beatles, and the way the Beatles took it, and they actually brought in so many other people's minds as far as what they were doing musically and spiritually. They were bringing the spirituality into the music, and not just writing pop songs anymore. They're saying phrases and saying lines in a musical way that would really just, again, as I said earlier, slip inside of people, and then they realize, wow, what am I singing about, you know? And music has that power, because if you think about meditation or you think about affirmations, if you say something with a powerful meaning behind it, you know, it starts to come true. So if you're saying, I'm a magnet for money, and I'm like, yeah, I'm a magnet for money, and I just keep saying this. And it's really funny, because I used to watch all these different rappers on MTV Cribs. And MTV Cribs was just like, they would go to these rappers' houses and stuff. And I would go, how are all these young guys buying all these things? And I went, well, listen what they're rapping. I'm the best. I'm the king of the top. I got money. I got my Mercedes. And they're saying all this stuff with such conviction that laws of attraction, they're bringing it to themselves. And I'm like, these guys are just making this stuff happen. So it's like they're talking about how great they are, even though they aren't, but as they sing it, they see that they get to this greatness,
they
and they have the Mercedes
themselves
and the house and everything, and they go, that's really interesting. So,
and they usually come from a poor background.
Exactly.
Too, which is,
so using that as a guide, if you will, or something to just see how it works, why not use positive affirmations just wrapped within a pop rock song? And that's what I like to do. And that's it. I know you guys like to write stuff that is very commercial friendly. If you don't want to say pop or rock or jazz or fusion, whatever you want to label it as, it's memorable, and it's stuff that you can listen to and get. You get the hook.
Well, it's also I'm here to share music with everybody. I'm not here to just go in a room by myself and do it. I'm here to spread it around and share it with, and that's when it's the highest of the high. One of the things in the ashram that we did where we did chants, which are like mantras. You chant over and over and over and over and over and over. And a lot of the hooks, quote unquote, that you have in commercial tunes, that's the chant. So you take, we have a song called Walking in the Bliss, and there's a beautiful chorus there, mm-hmm. but you take those words, walking in the bliss, over and over and over and over, and you are walking in the bliss, baby.
Yeah.
It's fab.
Yeah, but also we don't see any reason, and it's one of the beautiful things of being musician at this time, at is that we don't have to fit ourselves in any particular genre so we can, they know where to file our thing in the music store, because the music stores are all gone. So we don't filter it. It stuff comes through, whatever it happens to be, and we like the variety of the different kinds of things that we do, and we don't have to put ourselves on shuffle, you know.
And
I mean,
isn't that awesome? Isn't that awesome to allow yourself to do that?
Yeah.
I didn't think it happened in my lifetime.
So many different kinds of music that have inspired us, and why should we have to stick to one kind?
When you look at the great bands, though, back in the day, when you look at the great bands like the Beatles, or if you take a band like Queen, or you know, I'm just using these as examples, the different sounds that they would come up with. If you took Beatles' White Album, and you went from, you know, Number 9 to Honey Pie to Back in the USSR to, you know, whatever, it's so many different styles of music that it's amazing. And the way I get inspired is very similar to you guys, where it's like, I don't like to put it in a, be pigeonholed, if you will. You know, it's like, this is more of a rap song. This is more of a hard rock song. This is more of a funk song. This, and it's just, when you do that kind of stuff, it just, you're broadening also what people take in, because I don't think people are really listening to albums anymore as much as they used to. They want to listen to singles. And so here's five different singles, and they're not necessarily in any particular genre. They're five different songs, and they just happen to come from one artist. That's what I find is exciting.
It seems like audience wants a more authentic, what am I trying to say? That as a songwriter, they want to hear your authentic journey you've been on to go from the beginning, middle, ending of this song. Where have you gone? What did you learn?
Yeah.
I want to know all of it right now.
Yeah.
And that's a cool thing.
Yeah,
you know,
that's a very exciting thing. And plus, I love so many different styles of music that I love to hear a little bit of rock, a little bit of country, a little bit of funk, maybe some jazz. I love hearing that, you know, so I don't want to pigeonhole myself as a listener.
Yeah.
So as a writer, I don't want to pigeonhole myself.
And the fusion of some of those different styles, how they can
come that's
together
even better.
And play off each other. Yeah,
totally, totally.
And also we find, you know, not when it comes to music that's inspiring or uplifting, it's not just about the lyrics, but there are certain ways you can, the notes or the voicings and the rhythms and all the energetics that enter into, you know, the tempo, that some that they have different effects on us physiologically.
Yes,
that all contribute to maybe a feeling of well-being or something, whatever it is that we're going for. So we, you know, we pay attention to all those nuances, and not, it's not just like putting lyrics over some kind of style, right? So so there's a lot to it, and it's a matter of immersing yourself in the feeling that you're aspiring to share with others, just getting really deep in that and allowing it to attract the musical senses, you know, sensations or whatever to come through. And
well, also think of
I just feel it's a beautiful. You know, I'm so grateful that I get to do this.
I love his enthusiasm.
It's the different vibrations. Yeah. And think about it. If I were to say the word love, I just said it. Now you said the word love, and then she said the word
love.
However you say it, everyone's going to connect to it differently. It's like this audience didn't resonate with me, but they resonated with her, or they resonated with you. So when you bring different styles of music with similar messages, well, I don't like rap, but I like rock, and he played a rock song. Oh yeah. Well, I like jazz. I don't like country. So as you're bringing these different flavors in, they're different vibrations, and yet the message is still encompassed within it.
Yeah, exactly.
You know? So that's the beauty of it.
Well, and also
those different styles.
Think of how world music has permeated the music scene. You know, the internet has helped a lot with that, of course.
Right,
just like
right.
We're doing this radio show, it's internet.
Right.
And think of all the different instruments from around the world that were, you know, besides all the unique percussion instruments from Africa and so forth, all the crystal bowls.
Right.
Oh,
yeah.
The different chimes.
Yeah, the different chimes that affect you differently and powerfully. And all those now are being beautifully recorded with
mm-hmm.
with all the new gear like you have here in the studio. And it's affecting all of us in a higher way.
Yeah.
I think we're just beginning to understand how sound affects us
mm-hmm.
in so many different ways. And, you know, the work of Don Campbell, for instance, and the Mozart effect started to maybe scratch the surface of what might be a huge, I think it's you can't possibly grasp all the implications of sound, you know, and how they affect us and their... Because what is sound? It's a vibration,
mm-hmm.
you know, and we know from both quantum physics and all that, but also we know from ancient sciences like the Vedas that vibration, you know, matter is condensed vibration. So back
mm-hmm.
of matter is vibration.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're sort of bypassing a grosser and denser aspect of creation and going to a place where things are more malleable. They might be easier to shape.
Right.
So it's almost going into a magical land.
Yeah,
I think that's what we're all doing with our musical shows now that we're doing with this group here.
Yeah.
Is and with Riquet is utilizing a lot of our songs have these choruses that are like chants and all that stuff that we're bringing into this this show. Can we tell the folks what we want?
Yeah,
oh,
let's
absolutely.
Talk about that.
I was
going to
say, let's tell them what we got going on.
I'm glad you brought that up.
So
why are we all here today in the first place?
Yeah. Narayan and I are doing this music all over.
Well, we're actually on a tour right now, and we're in L.A. because on our way to Phoenix to play some concerts and then
mm-hmm.
back to
mm-hmm.
L.A. and then back up to our San Francisco Bay Area home.
And you guys and Riquet live in the L.A. area. And so there's three different acts here that want to get together and lighten up and rise up and raise the vibe.
There you go.
Sort of a composers in the round theme.
Yeah.
And we're here brainstorming.
Hot chicks.
It.
Yes.
Two chicks that play the keyboards. Hello.
Two chicks in the band. We'll see again. But see, that's what I love about what you guys have going on here and what we have going on here is that, again, different people resonate with different sounds. And it could be male or female or rock or pop or jazz. So it's like what we're bringing encompasses a little bit for everyone. And now that we're actually talking about combining our shows and what we had said is making it almost like a sampler show, Rike's show, your show, our Rise Up show, it's like a little sample plate of what is being done out there because mm-hmm. I'm curious if you guys find this when I speak to people about the type of music that I do and I tell them I'm a motivational musician and that I write positive pop rock, they always give me that look like, wow, okay, I've never heard of that before or no one's doing that or wow, what a really interesting idea. Tell us about what you guys get as a response when you start playing your music. What type of response do you get?
You know, when we first got together and moved to the ashram, we thought maybe we were going to become chant people that do kirtans and like David Pramal and Matin or Krishna Das or Snadam Kaur and only do that and wear robes and that. I thought, okay, well, you know, whatever the calling is. But we're too funky, we're too jazzy, we're too funny. You can't you cannot push that down. And one of the quotes from Yogananda that cracks me up and I think is so beautiful is he says, You should smile as much as you breathe. You should laugh as much as you breathe. Hello, that's from an Avatar
mm-hmm.
comedy.
Right,
I mean,
right?
Yeah.
Comedy makes you high. Music makes you high. And high is your vibration rising.
Well, yeah.
Well,
and sometimes you see
thank you, Jamie.
A lot of so-called spiritual people that are just not having much fun. They're they're very serious about it. And I guess maybe that
they're still on the trail of figuring it out.
You can go through,
they haven't gotten there yet,
right,
generally.
But fun is definitely a big part of why we're here and how we like to experience the experience. But I think, you know, to answer your question, I mean, there were two parts. What do people do when you tell them about what you do?
Right, and then
and
the
then
other one
what
is when
you,
they
what
experience
do you, when they
what
actually
do.
Hear it, and there's
yeah.
a two
different
completely
things.
Different responses, and it's always a challenge to try to describe what we do, but we try to bring it down to very short description things. We somebody shared a term, positive vibes, with us, and so that's one we use a lot. We use music for the celebration of life, which is sort of a byline that we like to use, and
mm-hmm.
I like the word celebration. And
mm-hmm.
but
mm-hmm.
but when we're perform, and we've been finding this more and more, people get, you can see a shift, you know. And we play in places from you know, New Thought churches where people are already very receptive to all the ideas we're putting out and everything.
And they just get higher.
And we also play at a lot of, like, assisted living, and we even memory care and
remember the people that got up out of their wheelchairs and danced on New Year's?
Dementia places. But to
That's
see
awesome.
People respond, and a lot of it, I think, has to do with the intention we're putting in, but also... just our walking in and being what it is, you know, that we're projecting and through the music, and being very, very sincere about it. And people get very happy, and they want to hang, they want to stay around. We always allow time after our concerts for people to hang out and talk to each other, and we talk with them and have some community, because people are in a really, really good space, and that
and I think they're excited because you brought them there, so they're like,
you raised
wow.
them to
you raised
that,
up their vibration
yeah.
and opened them
well,
up.
Well, they have to also grab onto it and work it, you know. and sometimes we show up and we're not feeling particularly high,
perky.
And so together, all of us,
yeah, it brings you there.
Let's work this, and up we go. Yeah, it's a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
I think what you guys are doing is great. And it's interesting that you said that you thought what your calling was, and then you went resorted back. And isn't it interesting that all it took was a slight shift, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
And it's interesting for me, because I feel like that's exactly where I was.
Yeah.
Where I was still writing the same types of songs, still writing pop rock songs. But now the message just changed a little,
mm-hmm.
and just
mm-hmm.
brought in a different twist lyrically. So I was still staying true to myself of who I am,
right.
as far as a musician.
And it's your gift, is you what you play guitar, you sing.
Exactly.
You,
so,
yeah.
And it's your gift too. It's like
yeah.
it's what you guys already do. So to totally disregard that and go somewhere else, and what you guys are doing needs to be done, because it's reaching people that aren't listening to chants.
Mm-hmm.
It's reaching people that necessarily wouldn't even be exposed to that type of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I find exciting, when you can play
mm-hmm.
shows for people that have no idea what to expect, and then you perform it, and they're like, this guy's on to something.
They're sucked right
and then
in.
Then they start going, like, they start paying attention more and more as the show goes on, and
mm-hmm.
like you said, you start seeing that shift, and there's nothing
yeah.
more exciting than that.
Oh,
when we do the
right.
jails and stuff, it's like...
it's amazing.
It's like you
Is
see
it?
The transformation right in front of your eyes, because these guys are so hungry for something. Mm-hmm. Wow.
You
and
see
then
them
you're giving
go
something
through
positive
oh,
through
yeah.
tears
yeah.
and anger and
oh,
laughing,
goodness.
And they go through their own little emotional roller coasters, whether it's
and
the men
the
or
end,
the women. Either one doesn't matter.
At right. the end, just like you said, they want to talk to you. They want to touch you. They want you to sign something, because they're just like,
yeah.
my God, you have
just
no idea how much
them.
We needed this
yeah. mm-hmm.
because
mm-hmm.
we're in this place. And I go, I know. And
you
that's
know,
why we
of,
need to be there for
well, speaking of jails, did you ever see that, I think it was on television, when they brought in a Buddhist teacher to teach meditation and so forth for, it was a week or maybe 2 weeks. And they took 20 guys and put them in a different spot, and they meditated a lot. And they changed the vibration of the whole prison.
You're kidding.
Really?
No. Oh, I totally see how that could happen.
And involved in that was some of the Buddhist chanting as well.
Is that right?
Really?
Yeah, so it's
wow.
the whole thing.
Very cool.
That's what transformation is all about. And especially when you can do that within a jail or with people that need it more than you realize. Mm-hmm. You know, when you can actually touch people that they had no idea they needed it. And like mm-hmm. I said, the music that you guys are doing mm-hmm. reaches those type of people mm-hmm. because they're like, I like the groove of this.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
right.
I don't even know what the girl's singing about, but I like the groove. And then it's like, oh, she's going to be yourself.
Yeah.
Okay, I like this.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
it. I'm going to be
think
myself.
I will be, yeah.
I think I'm going to be myself.
Let's be ourselves.
Yeah. I'm not going to be the person who everyone else wants me to be. Now it's like, okay, I'm taking some self-empowerment now.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
The E word.
I think we all are here to fully expand into our, into what we're capable of. And it's endless. There's not one of us that, we're done. You know, I mean,
right.
You know, life is ever expanding. It's ever. And so for us, it's kind of a good example for us to think, oh, we're going to be in this niche here and then deny this other stuff that we've done all our lives. And we're just going to cut that off and not. That doesn't belong. Well, we couldn't do it because and the
that's
force,
who you are. That's what made you.
Exactly. The force of our intention and moving forward with doing what we do, it had to come in. It all of until we realized, no, we're not going to deny anything. We're about expanding, and that's
it's like that game at the at a fair or something. You smash down a thing that pops up, and then another one pops up.
Back
a
mole,
a weasel, a mole. Yeah,
that's yourself. That's your true self. It keeps popping up. You can't smash it down.
Yeah.
It's going to come up somewhere.
Right, right.
Well
right.
said.
Where do you guys see yourselves as far as the future? Or what is it something that you would love to experience with your music and what you're doing on your journey? Is there any goals that you've set for yourselves?
As far as the future goes, we're really into Be Here Now.
Excellent.
The name of one of our songs.
And there you have it.
Yes, Be Here
no
Now.
No point intended, people. We'll listen to that song after the commercial break. Go ahead.
We're going
to
dedicate it to you.
Yeah.
Well, but we are definitely, of course, very much eager to let our music reach more and more people, because we've seen the experience that people have with it and how much it connects and seems to be very timely and effective for people. And we want to get it out there. And that's the challenge now, is music being sort of a cottage industry that it is, and we're doing everything ourselves mm-hmm. to the learning curve of how to, promotion and marketing and all that, mm-hmm. how to stay authentic within it and how to not let it be a burden, but still be effective so that we can reach lots and lots of people. We'd like to play bigger venues. We'd like to keep, we have our fourth CD coming up, and we're going to manifest a way to get that done.
We want
to
get as much stuff recorded, before I ascend to the next level. I want as much of this as wants to come through. And I think I'm realizing an important thing is teaming up with you guys. I think stuff like that is really important, because I don't think there's a lot of us around doing this, and I think it's important for us to stay healthy so we can go out and do this stuff.
Right.
Exactly.
And not just record CDs, but you guys make a lot of videos and so forth,
mm-hmm.
filming things. I think that's important too, to
document
have that around.
It.
Yeah.
It's basically embracing technology that's out there right now and trying to capture as much of it as you can. And honestly, there's nothing like performing in front of a live audience, because mm-hmm. that's where you get the full connection and you get to see the transformation mm-hmm. between yourself and between them. And there's an exchange of energy and you're going, wow, this is the coolest thing.
Yeah.
I'm giving something out that I created and they're receiving it and they're getting it and giving it back, going like, yeah. And that little circle happens.
Yeah, the circle.
The little circle.
Circle
happens. And when you can get
that's circle.
How that whole room starts to vibrate, and you're like, man, this is this is intense.
Yeah.
This is what you started doing music for, because
that's
you
right.
saw it on the big stage going, Led Zeppelin, they're playing, and they're guys playing a solo, and everyone's digging it, and they're giving back love, and he's giving, and it's this, and
it's
they raise the roof like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's definitely one of our goals, is to play in bigger venues, and we're wanting to get into performing arts centers as a circuit. But we had this great idea that came up too, and we're really feeling it.
Do tell.
Well, we would love to go to Eastern Europe, and in the spirit of our music for the celebration of life, is to go there on a musical cultural exchange and celebrate the great, huge strides they have made in human rights in those countries.
Formerly behind the Iron Curtain.
And what sort of inspired this was a documentary I saw on the singing revolution, and basically...
was it Estonia?
I think it was. And all the people...
Tell our listeners about it, because they want to know.
All the people gathered in the public square until there were thousands, and then tens of thousands, a hundred thousands, and they sang. They sang all their folk songs, and they just kept singing. It went on.
It was a flash mob singing,
until
and
finally
that's all they
the government
did.
Said, we quit. We'll have democracy.
Really?
Get out of here.
There was a peaceful demonstration.
Peaceful demonstration.
Led
yeah.
by music.
Yeah.
Singing.
Led by song.
Yeah, that just.
That just let them. Well, think about that.
It caused.
Now, that this is just coming to me. Because they used music and nonviolence, and they opened up themselves and exposed themselves. When you sing, you're exposing yourself, because you're basically going, I'm going to sing something aloud, and I might be in tune and I might not be in tune. So you're fully exposing yourself. Mm-hmm. And them doing that mm-hmm. continuously, they were all exposing themselves, saying, listen, mm-hmm. this is what we choose.
That's
they couldn't
right.
help
and
but fight it.
Together,
they went,
singing.
Okay, we need to surrender to it, because they're not doing anything violent to us. They're just saying what they mm-hmm. want. And mm-hmm. they realize probably we can't fight it anymore. It's almost
that's
like,
right.
you know, Costa Rica doesn't have an army. They disassembled their army back in 1945 or something.
They have the University for Peace.
You know, so it's like
oh,
they
right.
said,
that's
we don't want to fight anymore,
international,
so we're not going to be
yeah.
part of this. We have
yeah.
no army.
Yeah.
And now who's going to attack them? No one has, because they're like, listen, because yeah. we're not trying to get the biggest armed forces.
Yeah.
We're like going, we're putting our guns down.
And we have enough coconuts, so what?
Yeah. Let's share.
A lovely yeah. bunch of coconuts.
So this is something that you guys want to do, so go ahead. I understand what you guys
Well,
are.
And we were talking about, so we would say we'd go to a town, and during the week we were at that town, we would get in touch with maybe schools and so forth, and under the Narayan Janet umbrella, we would get some local kids that dance, local kids that... maybe play instruments, maybe the local drum circle, like
mm-hmm.
I was talking about.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like for our group to do that, too.
Mm-hmm.
Local
the
whatever
local artists
else.
Or somebody doing something just phenomenal and finding
mm-hmm.
a way to incorporate it into the event. You know?
Yeah.
And so
then at the end of the week, do a show with
right.
all this going on. And we're able to produce it and very
write
quickly
music,
make it work,
right.
you
sure.
know, with a template or something.
Sure, sure.
And oh my God!
What a blast!
Is that the most fun you could have?
I think
it
would be a
awesome.
Blast.
When do we leave?
Well, what time is it?
Can we catch a flight tonight?
They're
that's
heading
awesome.
Out actually.
See, that's something easily we could do with you guys.
Traveling through town as we speak.
We are. We're booked out through September, so it would have to be next fall.
Tell everybody where they can keep their eye on you.
Well,
website.
Yeah, that would be narayanjanet.com, www.narayanjanet.com.
His name is kind of like, you know, Canada. It has an A in between each letter.
Mm-hmm.
C, A.
Hey,
that's Narayan.
Italian, to A.
Oh, you're Italian, aren't you?
Yes.
Okay. What are you, Jeannie?
French. Canadian.
You're French Canadian. Oh, whoops.
It's like a. the Canadians. Hey, oh.
That's all my relatives. It's not me.
Oh, you know, I'm trying not to be inappropriate.
No,
appropriate
is
my mantra, so I'm trying to get appropriate.
Good for you.
Thank you. Parlez-vous really français. Right.
Do you guys have a Facebook also?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, what's your Facebook? We want people to be able to follow you.
Well, we have a band page, Narayan and Janet.
Okay. Is it an and?
No, it's an and sign.
It's that little thing that
it's
looks like
sign.
That
yeah.
treble clef.
Okay. Okay, well, that's good to know.
Ampersand.
Yes,
ampersand.
That is correct.
Okay, ampersand.
Yeah. And where else can they find? So you have a website, you have a Facebook, and where can they hear your music and purchase your music so they can get... hear what you guys
through
are doing.
Through those, you can go to CD Baby and different places, and I believe. And we got two or three videos on the website.
Yeah,
video.
We got some videos we've done on the right there on the website, and there's a page you can go to and hear audio samples, and yeah, it's all there.
Excellent.
We like to,
So if you people, if you are looking around for something to do and they're in your area, you definitely want to go and check them out. And it's awfully fabulous to have you guys hanging out with us. And we totally look forward to going on the road and having lots of fun.
It's great to be in your presence.
Aww,
it's going to be a fun time.
Sweet.
Yeah.
When are we going to Europe again?
Did we mention that we met you guys first in Florida?
Yes, I think we did speak of that a little in the very beginning.
Yes.
Yes.
Florida.
We started off in Florida.
Where the sweat comes from.
Yeah, and actually we were going back to make a permanent move here.
Right.
And you guys were there. We were both there on a positive music excursion, or actually a meetup to do shows there, and we did the show.
It was a retreat.
And that's how we met Rike also. So it's really great that was probably 2 or 3 years ago, and we're still communicating and doing things together.
I think it's cool, too, now that we're all in California, because at the time we were spread in the three of the four corners of the country.
Yeah.
People of like-mindedness are coming together.
See, that's what happens.
So we're supporting each other and bringing some positive music out to people.
It's a new day.
See, there you go.
Something. I can't remember the rest.
We're good.
You're good.
We're good.
Yeah. Love you like a brother.
Yeah, love you guys. Love you all.
It's a brand new day.
Do you have an album called "It's a Brand New Day," Tony?
Actually, I do. It's actually called "Brand New Day." It's up there in the corner.
When did you record that?
God, I think it was 2000 something.
Wow.
It's right there. I'll let you know afterwards.
Cool. Our
by the way, they're all looking at my collection of CDs.
The Wall of Fame.
These are the 15 CDs I put out
in
the past
year. Wow, that's a lot
of work, babe. Yeah. So once again, I want to thank you guys for being on our show.
You're welcome. I was going to say our new latest CD is called New World Family.
New World Family.
And I heard that might be the opening song to our show.
That'd be fun.
I love that idea.
That'd be fun.
If there was a song you wanted to share with our listeners, what song would it be?
Leave your stress at the door.
More. No, I think it would probably be New World Family.
New World Family.
You bet.
So right after this commercial break, we'll come back with New World Family. Stay tuned.
Right. Enjoy.
I'm living here in a state of abundance. I'm counting blessings that I never saw before. Because I'm the ruler of this kingdom I call.
Positive affirmation, rap, pop rock song.
Give me that best case scenario.
It's motivational musician. Check out his latest live show, The Rise Up Experience.
I'm the man at the Monday.
At www.sainttone.com.
Mama said we can always hug it out.
Pick up his latest CD, Outside the Box, available on iTunes. For music with a positive message, check out sainttone.com.
Hey, this is Janie from Artistic Journey Promotional Products. Spring is just around the corner, and what a perfect time to jump into action with your business promotions, fundraisers, red carpet events, and personal parties. Let Artistic Journey find the perfect items to properly represent your ideas. From coffee mugs to banners to clothing and over 750,000 other goodies to put your logo on, we can find the right product at the right price for you. Now in our 20th year, let our experience bring you into action. Mention Humanitarian Radio and receive 20% off on your first order. Call today. Artistic Journey, 941-780-2538.
Hey everyone, we're back, and this next song is called New World Family by Narian and Janet. Thanks guys for being with us.
Community. Time to get down to helping each other.
everyone, that was Narian and Janet, New World Family. You can check that out at their website, narianandjanet.com. That is off their latest record. It was great having them here. If you get an opportunity, go out and see them. They are on tour right now. Today they're actually in Arizona, so if you're listening in from Arizona, pop in and say hi.
And hey, keep an eye out on what we're doing with them, too. We've got a show that we're going to be putting together, and we'll be touring in your neighborhood. So we'll keep you up on that. In the meantime, have a great rest of your Sunday. Enjoy your week. Think happy thoughts. And think about some good news for your soul. This is Humanitarian Radio, signing out.
Humanitarian Radio, shouting out some good news for your soul.